From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live Session. JPR Live Sessions are recorded with Audix microphones. Audix, when sound matters. My guest today has just released a record called Desert Dove, put out on Yep Rock Records. It's Michaela Ann and her full band in the studio today. Hello, and welcome to JPR.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's nice to meet another fellow Northwesterner.
Yes.
At least for some of your life, right? You moved all over the place as a kid.
Yeah, my dad was a submarine captain in the Navy, so we moved all over the U.S., Southern California, D.C., as well as Southern Italy, but we kept coming back to Washington State, so I the majority of my childhood was spent in Washington. I graduated high school there. I feel like in my heart, I'm a Pacific Northwesterner, no matter what.
Where are you now?
Now I live in Nashville. Yeah. So after Washington, I moved to Brooklyn, New York, to New York City for college and stayed there for a while, and then moved to Nashville, which feels a little crazy to be landlocked, but it's very convenient for a touring musician.
It's a little different than Washington State, that is
very
for sure.
Very different.
I seem to recall reading online that you are really in East Nashville, and recently there was quite the dust up there with a tornado that destroyed quite a number of homes and businesses. Everyone in your immediate circle safe?
Yeah, miraculously, I don't personally know anybody that's been kind of severely damaged, but, you know, it's kind of information's coming out more. But I actually live in Southeast Nashville, so my personal home was not in the path. But it's been really horrifying. We were in Los Angeles and we were up late and, you know, watching the radar in real time as it was happening. And so many friends are just, everyone is in shock, and it looks like a pretty overwhelming situation. Feels really hard to not be there right now.
It seems like perhaps, maybe with the exception of Austin, there might not be, and New Orleans, there might not be a better community that knows how to get together and do things the right way to help raise money to get everybody back on their feet than Nashville.
That's the silver lining. Whenever there is a disaster, it's, you know, I lived in New York during Hurricane Sandy, and it feels really reminiscent of seeing the aftermath and people really pulling together, and it brings out the best in humanity for sure.
When did you start playing music?
I started playing piano when I was 4 or 5, and I started writing songs at the same time. My first song was called When Daddy Comes Home, about missing my dad because he was out on the
gone
sub.
A lot, I bet.
Yeah, so I played piano all through my childhood, and then started playing guitar in college. So I was a little late to guitar.
Yeah, speaking of college, I remember reading that you studied jazz.
Yes.
Were you a jazz guitarist or singer, or what were you doing?
I was a jazz vocalist.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely not a jazz guitarist.
How long did that last?
For college. I was growing in high school, I was in musical theater. I did talent shows. I, you know, played all kinds of songs. I was in jazz band. And when it came time for college, I just didn't know where to go, what to do. I was completely ignorant of the indie music world and anything besides pop music. So I just, in a roundabout way, found the new school. And I loved the American Songbook and old school jazz. And so I studied there, and it was an incredible experience. But I quickly realized that that wasn't necessarily my genre that I could best express my musical self.
Well, why don't we hear the genre where you can express your best musical self? Michaela Ann is my guest in the studio. Who is with you, and what are they doing to help out?
All right. Well, I've got my full band with me. We've got Lauren Bothrop on keys and second guitar and harmony vocals, Tommy Cyphers on bass and vocals, James Paul Mitchell on guitar, and Aaron Schaefer-Hayes back on the drums, and he also is our musical director.
Are you going to do something from the new record, Desert Dove?
Yes.
All right. What is it?
We're going to do a song called One Heart.
This is Michaela Ann, live at JPR.
Break my heart when I turn my back. chasing the drug I choose. Now I'm all in blind with everything to lose. Well, you see, I love too fast. Hey, you see, I love too hard. Who are you to say what's too much love to take?
That is called One Heart. Michaela Ann is playing live in the studio today. Music from the new record out on Yep Rock Records called Desert Dove. MichaelaAnn.com is the place to go online for information. So there was a job in New York that you landed at Nonesuch Records.
I did,
pretty
yeah.
cool record label that does all kinds of things from classical to jazz to some rather large stars these days. Mm-hmm. And I remember in an interview you gave, you talked about the Black Keys and their success being the impetus for you to look at the exit door and decide that, yeah, this is what I want to do. And it's not sitting in an office working at a record mm-hmm. company. It's getting out and making records and touring.
Yeah. I mean, I went to school for music and I took a class that was taught by the president of Nonesuch, Bob Hurwitz. And that's how I made my way. I did an internship and then I got hired my last year of college. I worked my last semester and I delivered the commencement speech and went straight to work. And there was no like break for me. I always knew I wanted to be a musician. I just didn't know how that looked. So I told myself 2 years and then I'll revisit and see what's happening. And I made my own record at the time and was about to go on tour, like a self-booked West Coast tour, my very first tour. And they gave me the time off. I was all out of vacation time. But this was right about the time that the Black Keys record Brothers like really blew up. And the tasks that I had to kind of keep that rolling, which were, you know, very menial, small, but important tasks. I learned a lot that no job is insignificant in the music business. I was like, man, I'm not going to be able to separate myself from this. And I really want to be able to give myself fully to my own attempt at a music career. So that was the kind of, yeah, the last push of take the jump.
You mentioned writing and releasing an earlier record. This is, depending on how you count, your third, or if you dig hard, fourth full-length record. The previous one, if I recall, had some sort of label issues involved with it, like the label was struggling about the time that the album was coming out, and it just kind of didn't go as well as it perhaps could have. In addition to the three, there is an earlier record that's out there if you dig. And if you know where you're looking, you can also find a few books that you have published.
Oh, yeah. That is true.
Right? On songwriting, singing?
Yes, from Mel Bay.
How did you find that path?
Well, so I went to college at the New School for Jazz and Contemporary Music with Colin Bay, who is the grandson of Mel Bay, and it's the family business.
And Mel Bay, for folks who are not in the kind of music world, is kind of the major music publishing company for a lot of sheet music and a lot of instructional manuals and things like that.
Yes. It's like a Hal Leonard or a big music publishing, especially in instructional, and it was started for guitar instruction. And they didn't have, I knew Colin and we had worked together through college musically, and he knew that I, in addition to just performing, I studied vocal technique and was doing vocal coaching and was really interested in the technical side and health side. And so he asked me to write their first basic introduction to voice book, which is really cool. So I have three books published by them, and that is something that's a big part of my life as well. I do still teach music, and that's a really important part of who I am and also who I am musically.
Yeah. Isn't one of them called something like Killer Voice?
Yes.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
I think it's Killer Technique. It's a series. Oh. I didn't make that title up.
Well, let's hear another tune and then dig into this new album a little bit more in depth called Desert Dove. Michaela Ann is live in the studio with her full band. What's next?
So we're mentioning the fact that I grew up moving around all over the place. It inspires a lot of songs, and this song is one of the most poignant of that representation for me. It's called Child of the Wind.
Michaela Ann is playing live in the studio today. That one is called Child of the Wind. It's from the new record Desert Dove, out recently on Yep Rock Records. Information is online at michaelaann.com. You recorded this record in California, of all places. You could have gone anywhere. You have been all over the place, all over the planet. Why did you go to California?
Well, it was kind of circumstantial. One of the co-producers, this record was produced by Sam Outlaw and Kelly Winrich from, Kelly Winrich is in this band Delta Spirit. And Kelly's from Southern California and still has a home studio at his parents' house right on the beach. So it was an option. And when that came up as an option, I was like, don't need any other options. so we got to just live and work for 3 weeks in the beautiful coast of California. And I made my first couple records in New York and then one in Nashville, one in California. And now I'm like, okay, I'm just perpetuating my life as a wayward, wandering nomad. I don't know where I'm going to make my next record. I think it's probably a new destination.
You have talked at length about taking a leap of faith for this record, of, you know, being at that moment in the crossroads, really, of career, of do you still want to pursue this, especially after the, I don't know if collapse is the right word, but the struggles of your previous label.
Yes.
And kind of going all in.
Yeah.
Like both feet in the water. Let's just get in debt, make a record, yes, put it out, and you know, it's a faith-based profession that you're in.
Yes.
Will people be there? Mm-hmm. How tough was that for you to make that decision of just going all in?
It was really tough, and it continues to be tough. I mean, this is, like you said, a faith-based career path. You know, there's nothing guaranteed, and everything culturally and societally kind of tells you, like, hey, being a musician is frivolous and it's not a real job. So every day I'm actively making the choice to be in this, and there's kind of this weird mindset and thought pattern that a lot of people have of like making it or not. So it feels like there's this destination, and it's been a process of really learning that's not what it's about. And this is what I do in life. And this is, but for better or worse, this is what my life is devoted to. And it's really, you know, it has a lot of struggles and fears and, you know, can I pay my bills? Will I have a retirement fund? You know, but, and I always just come back to what are the things I value in life. And I really, really value art and expression, connection, meeting people, traveling, and I get to do all of those things. So as long as that keeps propelling me, that I just keep choosing that. But some people would say it's not super logical what I'm doing.
Yeah, I would imagine that that is also multiplied by the fact that your significant other doesn't exactly have a county job.
Exactly.
with a pension.
We are in it together, yes. My husband is my drummer, and he is a producer, musician, you know, also not a, you know, super rational person.
Yeah. Across the records, the last three, the first was more in the vein of kind of bluegrass, traditional bluegrass stuff. Mm-hmm. The next was in the vein of more classic country. And that one got you a lot of publicity and a lot of press, a lot of things online lumping you into a category that, from the sounds of this new record, is not exactly where you wanted to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny because you don't make art in a, you know, in a vacuum. You don't, like, you are, there's context, and that whether you like it or not, it's, you're compared and you're put in boxes with different groupings and people. And I think as an artist, you're kind of always trying to make sure you don't get stuck and you want to explore. And my favorite artists are artists like Linda Ronstadt and Emmylou Harris, who refused to be stuck in a genre box and just did what they wanted to do, what was inspiring them at any given time.
I think you have photos of both of them on your Instagram feed.
Oh yeah, of course. I love them so much. So yeah, I'm always pushing myself to, I don't know what my next record's going to sound like, but I'm rooted in certain traditions, but I'm always trying to explore and push that.
Yeah. Well, this one sounds great.
Thank you.
I'm glad you guys are here.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming. Michaela Ann is live in the studio today with her full band playing music from the new release called Desert Dove. One more song?
Yeah. We're going to play Run Away With Me.
Fantastic. It's Michaela Ann on JPR.
set fire to all my senses. It's got me doing things I've never done, breaking down all my defenses. Now we're living life on the run.
That one's called Run Away With Me. Michaela Ann from Desert Dove, the new record out on Yep Rock Records. She's here with her full band in the studio. You can find out information at her website, michaelaann.com. Michaela, thanks again for coming by.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
JPR Live Sessions are supported by and recorded with Audix Microphones. Located in Wilsonville, Oregon, Audix designs, engineers, and manufactures high-performing innovative products that contribute to the advancement of the professional audio industry.